Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Lesson 6.
Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Welcome back to Coffee Break Italian. It's Episode 6 and we're delighted to be back with you today. Katie, come stai oggi?
Sto benissimo, grazie. E tu?
Sto bene, sì, sto bene. E Francesca, come stai tu?
Sì, sto bene, ma sono un po' stanca. Ho troppo lavoro.
Troppo lavoro. What a wonderful extra little bit of learning in Francesca's answer here. She said, sto bene. Katie, what does that mean?
I'm well.
Ma?
But?
Sono un po' stanco.
I'm tired. I'm a little tired.
I'm a little tired. Un po'. Un po' means a little. Sono un po' stanco. Let's try repeating that all together. But remember, I would say stanco. Katie, what would you say?
Stanca.
Okay, so let's say I'm a little tired. I would say sono un po' stanco. Francesca?
Sono un po' stanca.
Katie, what would you say?
Sono un po' stanca.
Perfetto. Now, Francesca also said something else. She said,
ho troppo lavoro.
Katie, can you work out what that means?
I'm not too sure, but did the middle word sound like trop in French, so mean too?
Too or too much, yeah. So too much, troppo. And then lavoro, it doesn't really sound like the French counterpart. It sounds more like the English counterpart, labour.
Oh, so was she saying I have too much work?
Exactly. Ho troppo lavoro. Try saying it.
Ho troppo lavoro.
Francesca?
Ho troppo lavoro.
So, I have too much work. Ho troppo lavoro. Now, today's lesson hopefully won't be too much for you. Today's lesson is all about numbers. We're going to be learning to count in Italian and also to use the plural forms of some words. I think that means we're ready to begin. So, siete pronti?
Sì!
Cominciamo! As usual, we're going to start with a little bit of review from last time. Last time we were talking about family members. So I wonder if you can remember some things. Katie, we're going to test you here. Can you remember how you would say my mother? And we'll give our listeners some time to think this through too. My mother. Katie?
Mia madre.
Benissimo. What about my brother?
Mio fratello.
Mio fratello. Okay, remember to bounce on that L. Mio fratello.
Mio fratello.
Perfetto. Okay. What about this is my sister?
Questa è mia sorella.
Okay, and try to bounce again on the L sound of sorella.
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 Okay, good. So this is my sister.
Questa è mia sorella.
And what about this is my father?
Questo è mio padre.
Benissimo. Now, we also learned last time how to say he is called or she is called. Can you remember how to say that? Katie, how would you say he is called Steve?
It was the same as the formal question, wasn't it? So, si chiama Steve.
Esatto. Si chiama Steve. So, si chiama means he is called, or she is called, or indeed, you are called in the formal form. Can you remember how to say, I am called, my name is?
Mi chiamo.
Mi chiamo. And what's the question? What are you called in the informal form?
Como ti chiami?
Now, are you sure about that? Como?
No, come.
I think maybe your Spanish is influencing you there. So, come ti chiami?
Come ti chiami?
And the formal form as well?
Is come si chiama.
Come si chiama. Excellent. So, we've got those come ti chiami, come si chiama, and mi chiamo for the different parts of I am called, you are called, and he or she is called. Okay, it's time now to move on to some new content. And today we're going to be looking at some numbers. Now, for the numbers, we're going to start by just going through them individually. I'll say the English, Francesca will say the number in Italian. We'll leave you some time to repeat, and then it's over to Katie. Okay, so let's begin with the number one.
Uno.
Uno.
Two.
Due.
Due.
Three.
Tre.
Tre.
Four.
Quattro.
Quattro.
Five.
Cinque.
Cinque.
Six.
Sei.
Sei.
Seven.
Sette.
Sette.
Eight.
Otto.
Otto.
Nine.
Nove.
Nove.
And ten.
Dieci.
Dieci.
Excellent. Now, I'd like to focus on three of these numbers in particular. And it's back to that whole double consonant sound again. What's the number for four, Francesca?
Quattro.
And seven?
Sette.
And eight?
Otto.
So you can hear that each time Francesca is saying the first part and almost stopping the breath coming out her mouth and then letting it go for the second part. So listen to the word for eight.
Otto.
And we're going to slow this down as slow as we can. So try saying eight really slowly, Francesca.
Otto.
So you can actually hear that there's silence between the otto, the first part of the word, and the second part of the word. So that's how you do this bounce. Let's try the numbers from 1 to 10 again. This time we'll group them together. So 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Sette, otto, nove, dieci.
Sette, otto, nove, dieci.
I always think that when we're learning numbers, it really helps because there's almost a rhythm to these numbers. So perhaps we should repeat these numbers along with some music. Let's go. Uno, due, tre.
Uno, due, tre.
Quattro, cinque, sei.
Quattro, cinque, sei.
Sette, otto, nove.
Sette, otto, nove.
E poi c'è anche dieci. Yeah, sorry, I should have maybe told you the words to this little rhyme beforehand.
It's, might have come in handy.
Yeah, indeed. E poi.
E poi.
And then.
Okay, e poi.
C'è anche.
C'è anche.
We've seen c'è in the expression non c'è male. So there's, c'è, and anche we've also seen as in anch'io, also me too. So there's also, e poi c'è anche dieci, and then there's also ten.
Okay.
E poi c'è anche dieci.
E poi c'è anche dieci.
Perfetto. Now you're ready to do the whole song again.
Yay!
Uno, due, tre.
Uno, due, tre.
Quattro, cinque, sei.
Quattro, cinque, sei.
Sette, otto, nove.
Sette, otto, nove.
E poi c'è anche dieci.
E poi c'è anche dieci.
Perfetto!
And now I never need to sing that again.
You never know. There might be a review later.
Great.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
So if I wanted to give my phone number in Italian, how do you say zero?
Very good question. Buona domanda. Zero in Italian is very straightforward. It's zero.
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 It's like a DZ sound at the beginning. Zero.
Zero.
Perfetto. Okay. Now, since you mentioned phone numbers, perhaps this would be a good opportunity to practice some of these numbers. So our listeners might want to grab a pen and paper. we have three Italian made-up phone numbers, and these are going to be the first two from Italian into English, and then the last one from English into Italian. So, Katie, we'd like you to identify these numbers and translate them into English, and of course our listeners can do the same. So, let's begin with numero uno.
Ok, cominciamo. 02-349-2678.
Let's hear that one more time.
02-349-2678.
Okay, Katie, can you give us this one back in English?
Okay, 02-349-2678.
Okay, brava, Katie.
Okay, numero due.
040-51-6703.
Let's listen again to this one.
040-51-6703.
Okay, Katie, can you give us this one back?
I think it was 040-51-6703.
Bravissima!
Okay, number three is a little different. This one is going from English into Italian. So, Katie, I'd like you to say 03-288-6479 in Italian. I'll repeat that again. 03-288-6479.
Okay. 03-288-6479.
Fantastico!
Perfetto. Okay, we can do lots more number practice. And what I would like all our listeners to do this week is wherever you are, as you're walking around the town, any number you see, try saying that to yourself in Italian or say it out loud if you like. You might get some strange looks, but nonetheless, you'll be practicing your Italian. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's try putting some of these numbers into practice, this time talking about members of our family, because we've already learned the words, for example, for brother or sister, son, daughter, and so on. So we can now learn how to say, I have two brothers. Before we get to that stage, we need to know how to say I have. And in actual fact, we've already heard that expression because at the beginning of the lesson, Francesca said, I have too much work. How did you say that, Francesca?
Ho troppo lavoro.
So the word for I have is?
Ho.
Listen again and repeat this after Francesca.
Ho.
Ho.
It's not too complicated. You should know, however, that it's written H-O. And of course, if you want to see how this word and all words in Coffee Break Italian are written, then head over to coffeebreakitalianplus.com. Anyway, back to I have. I have is O. So to say I have a brother, can you work out how you would say that, Katie?
O uno fratello.
Well, that would make perfect sense because we know uno is one. However, when it comes to using the word for a, we use a slightly different version of that word, and it's going to depend on whether the word is a masculine or feminine word. In this case, we're talking about fratello, so it's masculine, and therefore we need to say o un fratello.
Ho un fratello.
I have a brother. Ho un fratello.
Ho un fratello.
Now, we can therefore use the same expression with, for example, I have a son. Can you work out what that would be, Katie?
Ho un figlio.
Perfetto. When it comes to a daughter or a sister, then we're going to be changing the word for a. In this case, we don't say un, but una.
Una.
So I have a sister.
Ho una sorella.
And I have a daughter.
Ho una figlia.
Perfetto. So I have a, or I have one, if you like, but we only use uno when we're counting, giving phone numbers, for example. Uno, due, tre, and so on. When it's a, it's un or una.
Well, I've got two brothers, so would I say ho due fratello?
Well, you need to do something with fratello to make it plural. And in this case, we don't say fratello, we change the final word. If I tell you that one single strand of spaghetti is called a spaghetto, and that spaghetti is the plural form of spaghetto, because, of course, in a bowl of spaghetti, we have lots of spaghettos, if you like. So it's spaghetto becoming spaghetti. What do you think happens to fratello?
It becomes fratelli.
Fratelli. Aha. So I have two brothers.
Ho due fratelli.
Perfetto. Ho due fratelli. Now, you might be familiar with the word fratelli. It's very often seen on restaurants, for example. Fratelli Sinforiani, fratelli Marchetti, or whatever. But fratelli, it just means brothers. Un fratello, due fratelli. Francesca, hai un fratello?
Sì, ho un fratello. E tu, Mark?
Anch'io ho un fratello. So I'm asking Francesca, do you have a brother? I'm not saying ho, but this time I'm saying hai. Hai un fratello?
Sì, ho un fratello. E tu, Mark, hai un fratello?
Sì, anch'io ho un fratello.
Does the same thing happen with other words like sorella?
Well, with feminine words, it's a little bit different. Think of, we'll go back to pasta. One of my favourite pasta dishes is penne alla matriciana. Penne are the pasta quills. It really means a pen, una penna. But in the singular form, it's penna. In the plural, it's penne. So what would happen with sorella?
It becomes sorelle.
Sorelle. So I have two sisters.
Ho due sorelle.
Perfetto. Ho due sorelle. And let's come back to daughters. Una figlia.
Due figlie.
Eccellente. Francesca, hai una sorella?
Sì, ho due sorelle. E tu, Mark, hai una sorella?
Ho una sorella. E tu, Katie, hai una sorella?
No.
So how would you say, I don't have a sister? Or I have not a sister? We've already looked at the negation using a particular word that we can place before the verb. Think of, I am not from Milan, I am from Rome. So how would you say, I have not, or I don't have?
Non ho una sorella.
Perfetto. Non ho una sorella. Or you could say, I have not got sisters. I don't have sisters.
Non ho sorelle.
Perfetto. Both of these work.
Mark, io ho una domanda per te.
Ok.
E tu hai figli?
Sì, ho due figli.
Oh, che bello! E come si chiamano?
Ah, una domanda interessante. Come si chiamano? Katie, can you work out what that would mean?
Well, Mark, you said I have two sons. Two, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, was it, what are they called? What are their names?
Exactly. Come si chiamano?
Come si chiamano?
So, chiamano is the they form. What are they called? What are their names? Come si chiamano?
Come si chiamano?
So in response, I can say si chiamano Matthew e Ewan. Now, we've used figli here to mean sons. What would daughters be? If it's una figlia, then two daughters would be...
Due figlie.
That's it. It's quite tricky to say. Figlie.
Figlie.
Figlie. O due figlie.
O due figlie.
So figli for sons and figlie for daughters. And if you happen to have sons and daughters, then you can use figli too. So figli can mean either sons or it can mean children in a sort of generic form. O due figli could mean I have two children. And then you would need to find out what their names are in order to know whether it's a son and a daughter or two sons. And to ask that question, what are their names, what would we say?
Come si chiamano?
Come si chiamano?
Excellent. Let's do a little review of this new language that we've covered today. As usual, I'll say the English. Francesca, you can say the Italian. We'll leave a space and then it's over to Katie. So to begin with, I have two sisters.
Ho due sorelle.
Ho due sorelle.
I have three sons.
Ho tre figli.
Ho tre figli.
I have five brothers.
Ho cinque fratelli.
Ho cinque fratelli.
And what about this one? I have four brothers, three sisters, and seven children.
Mamma mia. Ho quattro fratelli, tre sorelle e sette figli.
Ho quattro fratelli, tre sorelle e sette figli.
Perfetto, benissimo. And that is it for another lesson of Coffee Break Italian. Don't forget that you can head over to coffeebreakitalian.com to access these lessons. And indeed, if you want to find out more about our premium version, then head over to coffeebreakitalianplus.com. This week, we'd like to find out a little about your families, so why not post a message on our website where you can tell us how many brothers, sisters, sons, daughters or children you have. Head over to coffeebreakitalian.com to post your comment.
In these six lessons, we've learnt quite a lot of Italian, so to practice everything you've learnt so far, head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And if you are on Twitter, we are at Learn Italian.
Join us again next time when we'll be changing topics and looking at directions and places in the town. È tutto per oggi, grazie molto e arrivederci.
Ciao. Ciao.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.